From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a second mass kidnapping within a week in Afghanistan. Afghan provincial officials say the Taliban Wednesday abducted at least 17 bus passengers in the north of the country. A government spokesman said residents of Balkhab district were traveling to the capital of Saripul province when the Taliban kidnapped them. The spokesman said tribal elders were negotiating their release. The U.S. State Department says the global terrorism threat is becoming increasingly decentralized, with groups such as the Islamic State spreading its reach into regions including Southeast Asia, Russia's North Caucasus, and Africa. It released its report on terrorism. While al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and al-Shabaab continue to launch destabilizing attacks, the department said IS remains the greatest threat globally last year, with a formidable force in Syria and Iraq. Efforts to get aid to the victims of Syria's civil war are being hampered by the Syrian government. The regime of President Bashar al-Assad has yet to agree on a broad opening of certain areas to humanitarian convoys. The government is also continuing a siege on regions held by opposition groups. U.S. officials say nearly 20 towns have been deprived of food and humanitarian shipments. The U.S., Britain, and France have issued an urgent call for the United Nations to begin humanitarian airdrops. Three of the gunmen who attacked a Mogadishu hotel Wednesday were killed today in a shootout with authorities. A fourth attacker was killed the day before. Security forces rescued 57 hostages being held by gunmen at the Ambassador Hotel. The death toll in the incident has been put at 24. This is VOA News. Turkey is unhappy about a German parliamentary vote on the killing of Armenians a century ago. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has promised retaliation for the German parliament vote accusing Turkey's Ottoman rulers of genocide against ethnic Armenians during World War I. Erdogan, who is touring Africa, made his warning to Berlin while visiting Kenya.
İlk adımımız bir defa Büyükelçiyi istişarelerde bulunmak üzere Türkiye'ye.
He said the German resolution will seriously impact relations between the two countries, adding that following the return of our ambassador, the government will discuss what steps Ankara will take in response. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton called Republican rival Donald Trump dangerous and unqualified for the presidency.
Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent. They're not even really ideas, just a series of bizarre rants, personal feuds, and outright lies.
Clinton spoke in a major foreign policy speech Thursday in San Diego, California. California holds its presidential primary election next week. House Speaker Paul Ryan has formally backed Republican presumptive presidential nominee Donald Trump in an effort to unify the party ahead of November's election. Ryan, the country's top elected Republican official, last month said he was not yet ready to endorse Trump. Ryan now says the two have more common ground than disagreement, and that he will be voting for Trump. Tests indicate that U.S. pop star Prince died of an overdose of opioid painkillers. The musician's hometown newspaper, the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and other news outlets carried the story, quoting unnamed sources. Prince, whose real name was Prince Rogers Nelson, was found dead at his Paisley Park mansion outside Minneapolis on April 21st. The number of babies born to young women continues to decline in the United States. New government data released Thursday shows a record low number of women in their teens and 20s gave birth in the U.S. in 2015. The Polish government is dismissing criticism from the European Union about what the bloc sees as Poland's drift from democratic principles and the rule of law. The European Commission issued a statement slamming actions by the ruling Law and Justice Party that have paralyzed Poland's constitutional tribunal. Foreign Minister Witold Łukasiewicz said he would treat the EU statement as an opinion or a suggestion that does not obligate Poland to do anything. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.